Unit 7. Grammar and Vocabulary Focus. Activity 6.
No business represents this marriage between traditional and modern selling as well as Apple. When it was planning its first stores in 2000 to 2001, it emphasised the importance of putting them in urban locations to attract passers-by and letting visitors use the products, much as Majid lets his customers wander around his shop looking at the merchandise, even if a potential customer would never have seriously considered switching from a PC to a Mac. The company knew that if they could get them into the store, they had a chance of converting them. That's why the stores were like latter-day cathedrals, and why the company adopted a selling method akin to missionary work. The stores were laid out with the new products up front, so customers who had never owned an Apple product could try them out. Next was a red zone, a buzz with staff and energy, where the conversion could take place in the form of a sale. And then a family room, where customers would be called by name and helped with service, support and lessons. At a time when its rivals were trying to sell $2,000 computers in soulless big box stores using cutthroat sales tactics, Apple went in the opposite direction. Ron Johnson, the former Apple executive charged with coming up with its retail offering, says that if the other companies had moved on from their aggressive shark-like approach to selling PCs, they would probably represent much stronger competition for Apple today. Apple sought not sharks, but teachers, photographers, and filmmakers. In other words, converts themselves, who sold out of enthusiasm, not just on commission. Technology creates transparency and gives us more information. It should lead to better prospecting and franker negotiating. But so far, it hasn't eliminated the ghost in the machine, which remains the human interaction.